Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. It seems like every time I turn around, there's a new electronic device that I'm told will make my pet's life even more wonderful. This has been going on for quite a few years. We have electronic containment systems, so-called invisible fences, that create the illusion that we've spent the time and effort necessary to boundary train our pets. Granted, some people have, and I heartily congratulate them, because even though this is what the manufacturers of most of these systems recommend, very few people do it, including some installers. The feeling is, oh, once the animal gets shocked, they'll stay away from it. That's a lot different than boundary training an animal. We also have electronic collars that go with electronic dog or cat doors. And they enable us to regulate exactly what animals go where when. If we don't want to keep track of our pets outside, we can fit them with tiny cameras and observe where they go. Perhaps this makes it easier to find them when they get lost. Inside the house, there's a whole array of electronic toys to keep them from getting bored. There are also electronic devices to train animals in our absence. Certainly, shock collars for remote training have been around for a long time. But now we're into the all-positive age, and you can even remotely train your animal using treat if you would so desire. We can set up cameras at home to monitor what our pets are doing in our absence. We can even purchase a system that enables us to interact with a pet from the comfort of our office, or maybe from vacation. And we can summon the pet to the monitor. We can interact with the dog or cat anytime we choose. So complex and all-inclusive are these devices becoming? I wonder what will come along next. I also wonder whether these have improved the relationship between us and our pets all that much. I'm not sure. If you look at a lot of these devices, it seems that they accomplish tasks for us that we used to accomplish ourselves. On the one hand, we can rationalize this saying, we're too stressed, we're too busy, this saves us time. But on the other hand, I think about all we learned as we interact with our pets, as we play with them, as we work with them and teach them. All of those qualities of a good teacher, like patience and self-control, setting the animal up to succeed, and above all, consistency. Electronic devices are good at consistency. As long as their batteries hold out, they can do the same things over and over and over and over again. They never get upset. They never get frustrated. In the case of shock devices, and even in the case of the positive remote devices, there's no human connection. So one of the things that bothers me about this increased dependence on electronics to do things we used to do with and for our animals themselves is that in the long run these may increase instead of decrease the distance between us. Over the years, I've been blessed with dogs who love to play fetch. I can't recall that I taught any of them the game. It was just that somewhere along the line when they were puppies, they zeroed in on a favorite toy that they liked. For some it was a ball, for others it was some rubber toy. They would play catch with it by themselves for a while, And then one day they would bring it over to me and drop it on the ground. An invitation to play if I ever saw one. Would the two of us have benefited as much if I had purchased a device that threw the toy for them as often as they wanted? I like to think not. I know I would have lost something that I cherish. I cherish those day-to-day interactions with those animals, and I cherish the memory of those interactions with animals who are long gone. Electronics can't do that for me. In the end, I think we have to be careful. We have to be careful about some of these time-saving devices. We want to make sure that in the process of saving time, we don't lose something more valuable. A human-animal connection that brings us closer and closer together instead of moving us further and further apart.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.